This meeting is now being recorded.
The agenda is to note any updated statements of interest and apologies or absences. I have received apologies from Boban. Are there any updated statements of interest? Just to remind team members that updating statements of interest is an ongoing thing, and I encourage you all to reflect on this and to make any updates as our work continues. The meaty part of this agenda will be for us to continue discussions on the subtopic work plans. There has been some discussion on the email list, and Boban, who's one of the protagonists, I suppose, in those discussions, isn't able to be with us, but we do have other members of the team. But let's also focus on next steps to address scope, our work plan and timeline, and think about how we can really move forward on getting those done, whether we need additional help or resources from staff or from others. And then if we have time, go to the open action items, and please be prepared to address yours if you have any open action items. And then let's think about the Johannesburg meeting. So with that, actually, could I have control of the slides, please? Thank you. So thank you very much, Yvette. Let's think about our subtopic work plans and the open items that the issues that we need to address to move forward and to come to a conclusion. You'll see that we have got a list of the subtopics in the Google document, which is linked from this slide. We also have a security work plan, and I've just seen an invite that's gone out for a 1600 UTC call on this Wednesday. There's also a work plan, the SSR1, and an email list for all of the subtopics. Okay, so I think that there are a couple of points that I saw coming up on the list, and I see we have Alain on the call as well. There was some discussion between yourself and Boban about when we're thinking about this, the ICANN security subtopic. We seemed to make some progress on that last call in terms of agreeing a framework that we would use to evaluate ICANN security internally, using the ISO 27001. On that call, Steve Conte raised the issue that actually the ICANN security team don't apply that framework themselves, and this was something that Alain also raised on the list. So it would be, could I just have some more views from other members of the team on this call as to how we square that circle? I see James with his hand up, Alain as well. I'd like to hear your views too. So go ahead, James.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7 a.m. here, so forgive me if my thoughts are not quite collected yet. So I think that using 27001 and 2031 is a good framing for our work. I think that's a good to approach, you know, finding what we need to be looking at, particularly for people who don't have a security or a business continuity background. But I don't think we need to go to the level of detail of performing a full-on 27001 or 22301 audit on ICANN. I think that's, number one, too much level of depth because, you know, to the best of my knowledge, we only have maybe two or three people who are intimately familiar with those frameworks as auditors. And counting myself among that group, I don't want to end up in a situation where we just become auditors. But I think the concept of using those as a direction-setting mechanism on what we should be looking at is a good idea. You know, they are the industry standards. They are used across multiple industries. They're where I think ICANN should be going in the future. But I think, you know, there is a discussion to be had on the level of detail within those frameworks that we need to be doing. And I don't think we need to go to the level of depth, which is, a, you know, a full-on audit as if we were trying to certify ICANN right away to those standards. Maybe a conversation for the future, but I don't think that's the level of depth we need right now.
Thank you very much for that, James. James, a question. Were you on the last call? I can't remember.
No, unfortunately, I had to miss that one. I was on the plane.
Okay, so, yes, very understandable. So, just to let you know, just a point of fact, I suppose, is that when we discussed this last week, there was quite a good discussion about, well, okay, we have got a framework here now. Can we get someone in to do this? So I think that the direction of travel certainly last week was we would set the parameters and the scope of work for this inquiry, whatever it ends up being, and then hire somebody in with the relevant expertise to do it. So to your point about, you know, not wanting the, you know, two or three people who have actually got those qualifications on the group to be effectively taken out by an immense piece of work, the plan I heard taking shape last week was that this would be a candidate for a third party to do this. But I can see Alan's hand up. Thank you very much. I just wanted to make that that connection for James while he had made that comment. So Alan, please go ahead.
Yes, okay, can you hear me?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, so okay, as you all noticed on the mailing list, and I ask the permission here to disagree with James. The problem here is we first need to define what is the scope of our work, what is the mandate. And I think we will probably end up agreeing that it's not in our mandate to audit the ICANN security. Okay. Because from your question, James, you're already looking at, shall we, because we do not have enough expertise, shall we engage someone to do so? I'm saying again, for me, we are it's not part of our prerogative to go and audit ICANN security. I am fine with the framework, okay, but once again, I think the debate right now should be what is the scope of our work on this ICANN security. And as I said on the call that time and on the mailing list, I think we need to look at what is ICANN doing, okay? What is ICANN doing? And when we start looking at it, who will apply the framework and who will apply the framework? Look at what ICANN is doing, okay? See if ICANN is certified and how they audit, and see if there is any gap analysis. And our work will mostly be around looking at the gap analysis. And if for this gap analysis, we think we need expertise, yes, we will look at more because we can get expertise. But I think let's focus first on the scope of opportunities. Do we all agree that we are not here to audit ICANN security?
Thank you for that, Alan. I saw James's hand up for a bit. I see Kaveh. So Kaveh, go ahead.
Hello, everyone. I also sent my question to the chat. It's basically, after consulting with board, we had this question that does SSR team, were there any link with SAC, and if is advanced to share the terms of reference or work plan with SAC before moving further down or not?
Perhaps somebody from staff can take that question. I don't see anybody coming forward.
Oh, this is Karen. Sorry, I had to get off mute.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. You say we would be happy to send it over to SAC if that's what the review team would like us to do. We have not shared the terms of reference with anyone other than the board at this point.
They're published on our wiki, right?
Yes, they are. They have been published. And there have been announcements gone off out stating that you have completed your work on the terms of reference. But
with
we
links.
Haven't specifically, with links, yes. But we have not shared those terms of reference specifically with any of the SOs or ACs.
Okay. I think that we have been trying to have a conversation about outreach amongst our group for several weeks. The practical answer to your question, Kaveh, is yes, they're published. There's absolutely no hesitation from my part to sending out our terms of reference far and wide, including to SAC. Is there a particular reason why you direct your question in this way?
Yes, because we were going through interactions of SSR 2 team, and this is just an idea. But we thought SAC, especially given what they do and their mandate, they would be a very valuable reference outside of the organization to be able to basically being stored and making sure that we are in the right direction if we want to use them as a resource.
Thank you. Noted. James?
Thanks, Emily. So 2 points. Just on the audit versus gap analysis, I put it in the chat, but I do agree with Alain that I think a gap analysis is a good idea. That is something that we can either do ourselves, that's something that we can bring in a consultant to do. Against those two frameworks, because that gives us a baseline to work with, to make recommendations with. You know, that could be the foundation ICANN should pursue 2001 accreditation, depending on the outcome of that gap analysis. So I think that is a good thing. And on Kaveh's point, we do have two, I believe, members from SAC, Don and Jeff, I believe, are SAC appointees. And it's probably actually a good point to have a discussion about that. There should be not an onus, but a somewhat of a responsibility for members that are appointed from each of the SOACs to do some form of reporting back to their groups as we progress. I know we haven't written that down anywhere on paper as a responsibility, but I think that comes with the territory and for the specific review that we need to make sure that we have, you know, an onus on ourselves to be reporting back to our communities as we progress on the big topic items.
Thank you, James. I have Alain and then Kaveh.
Yes, I think what the conclusion of James made me raise the question I had in mind for a long time. So, are we individual, but are we participating in the ICASAC as individual or as representative of consistency? Because we also need to define this. So for me, I don't see CAVE as a board representative. I see CAVE, for example, as individual participating in SSR2, even though he has been appointed by the board. But am I correct? Because if we start reporting to the community, then we to our constituency, we need to agree what we report back, how we engage, etc. So we also need to be thoughtful, and maybe let us have a clear understanding of what we are doing to avoid that all of us going talk here, and I would reach here and reporting back. It can be messy if we don't be tough. But I just want to know exactly if I consider Jeff as a representative of EXAC, okay, to be our interface to EXAC, or we chair of the SSR2 are the interface to EXAC, for example. So I don't know if you can answer me, then I can continue with my other point.
Okay. I'm going to, we seem to be wanting to discuss outreach and communication with different communities and both within and outside ICANN, and that's fine. I'd like to do that. What I would like to do is to actually have some closure on the way forward on our sub-team work, because what I'm hearing is that we had agreed in Madrid what we were doing. We spent 2 days going through a list of items that we agreed to. Our next steps were to develop, to de-duplicate what we had agreed and get a work plan and timeline. That is still in progress for many of the things. And then at some point, we're going to have to stop our meta discussions and actually do some work. And I would like us to focus our discussions now on overcoming those barriers to getting us really started in the sub-teams. And then we have a vital conversation to have about outreach and our interplay with the different community members and also our roles as individuals. I see this as a different discussion, which is vital to have, but not the discussion we're having now. Kaveh?
No, I haven't finished.
Okay, so if you're not having that discussion, then I guess I drop it.
Okay, can we go back to the discussions on the work plan, scope, and timeline? What we seem to be talking...
I'm still speaking.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alan. I thought that your hand had gone down. Apologies. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm still speaking, and I apologize if I create any confusion, because I do think the point on the exact is relevant to the topic on, for example, because we are talking about ICANN security. So I do think that sharing term of reference and liaising with exact is very important for what we what we are doing here. And I've sent a mail about when and I put the question, when are we getting the briefing interaction with exact and EFSAC. I think this, for me, this is relevant to subtopic, because I think in terms of security and stability around ICANN and ICANN community, EFSAC play a big role.
I think that's a very relevant question, Anna, and perhaps something that we could think about when we're creating the agenda for Johannesburg. Now, the Johannesburg meeting is short. It's a particular type of meeting I haven't quite got my head around in the ICANN agenda, where you are or aren't allowed to do various things. But obviously, the ICANN meetings do represent an opportunity to meet with and give briefings to other sections of the community. And this is all vital work that we must do. We must not in any way appear to be secretive, even if we have worries about speaking on behalf of or seeming to speak on behalf of the group. I think my own personal take on this is to say, well, members of the, we are here as individuals, but also we are connected with our different communities. We should definitely keep them updated, but be clear when we're not speaking on behalf of the group or speaking in a personal capacity. Could I just get us to focus on this point of gap analysis versus audit? Jaco, please go ahead. Jaco, I think you're still on mute.
I hope you can hear me now.
Yes, I can hear you beautifully.
Can you hear me now? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I have 2 points over here. Just to say to Kaveh that we are not dropping ESSAC as a body that we should connect with. We are still struggling with our scope of work, and we are still struggling in setting up our teams. And that's something if ESSAC can help us with, it would be nice to meet in Johannesburg or even before. We have one meeting before Johannesburg, so we can call somebody from ESSAC to clarify some things. And I wanted to add to ICANN security framework and our subtopic. What Bobman did is a comprehensive list of gap analysis from ISO 27001 and 23001. And the beauty of this is that should not be applied to all operations and the entire ICANN. We should focus on security and stability and resilience of unique identifiers operations, so we can apply those gap analysis to what is the scope, initial scope of this working group. And another thing that I want to raise the last time, I think our approach of making sub-teams connected to entire subgroup is something that which will lead us to a lot of hassle, because what we need is to have team which will be able to fulfill those tasks, not a group. I want to work on this, and that's it. There is a few times that we should come up with our skill set, and what we want to do, and divide small tasks to those people who want to do that. I tried to do that with SSR1 recommendations review, and Bobman did the same thing with ICANN security stuff. So we should do that with other sub-topics and continue work on that.
Thank you very much. Jaco, there's quite a lot of activity going on in the chat room, and also I have some input when we come back to talking about outreach. Okay, I'm a little bit struggling about how we move forward on our scope, work plan and timeline. Now, my understanding was that we had agreed our scope, that we had done some really excellent work in Madrid in identifying tasks that fell into the various 5 buckets that have now become subgroups or subteams, and that we are moving forward on a work plan and timeline. But we still have some major issues, and my sense from the discussions that I'm hearing this morning is that we seem to be going back in time slightly to a time before we had actually done these things, and we seem to be restarting or reopening some of those issues, if I understand it. And that's not a comment to anybody personally. So it would be very helpful to hear proposals about how we move forward. I have James and then Zarko.
Thanks, Emily. So if I can make a suggestion, I don't believe we put into the requirements that the work plans all need to be approved by the plenary. So let's just, you know, putting aside the ICANN security piece, the other sub-teams that perhaps are able to get started quicker, can we agree that, you know, that those pieces of work can start now so that we can actually start making some progress? For example, I know I'd like to kick off the IANA transition stuff. It's a small team. I think we know what we need to do, and I'd like to just start that. At least then we can start moving some of the sub-teams forward, and the ones that need to continue to have a discussion, then, you know, that can happen over a longer period of time.
So can I just check that I understood what you're proposing, James? You're just saying, can we have a general agreement that any sub-teams that are ready to go can just get cracking and can move forward? And the, you know, it shouldn't really be a surprise that perhaps the more substantive and substantial areas of inquiry do need more work on scoping and timing. Is that, have I understood that correctly? James?
Yeah, exactly. So that the ones that are smaller and are already well-defined can go ahead.
Okay. Anybody object to that proposal? Does anybody want me to repeat it? Okay, I'd like to record that as a something that we have agreed, if I may, staff, that the individual sub-teams are free to progress their work. They don't need any anything further from the group as a whole. So if they're ready to move forward, please do so and keep the plenary team informed. Zarko, thank you for waiting patiently. Please go ahead with your comment. I think you're still on mute.
Yeah. Yes, I would like to clarify my point, what I'm trying to say. Okay, we have sub-teams, and I proposed in one of previous meetings to have a sub-task leader, and we didn't move forward on that. But that would be really good to have a sub-task leader who will engage other people from subgroups to move forward and do a job. And I didn't say that we should go back. Okay, we have sub-teams. Some sub-teams are having three or four people, and some have more of that. Maybe there is more work, or people are more interested in that subtopic. But what we should do is to break up subtopics into tasks and see who will do exact tasks within such subgroup. So I'm not saying, for example, I selected myself to two working groups, subtopics. But it doesn't mean that I'm not interested in, let's say, IANA transition. I know what we are going to do there, because we should break that in some work plan. But for example, after Kim's presentation in Madrid, I am really worried how he sees operational tasks of IANA to go forward, especially, for example, change of operator of TLD. That's really scary to me.
Yeah. Thank you for that clarification, Jarko. I think that we have, we certainly had a call out for rapporteurs for each of the sub-teams. And, you know, to be completely clear, Jarko, I personally share your concerns about such a small group breaking into such a large number of sub-teams. But we have made those points to the group as a whole, and the majority, I would say, and the feeling within the group is no, we want to work in this way. So let's do our best and work within those sub teams in a constructive way, as I know that you will. I think that your comments about, you know, actually drilling down to the individual tasks and assigning individuals to them is a very good one. And also bear in mind the discussions that we had in Madrid to hire in help. And I think that there is a definite piece which I think Denise, Cassie and James are working on a statement of work to describe the help that we think that we need. So we're just after the half hour. We've got half an hour left in our discussions. So we've agreed together that the subgroups can just get on with their work and keep moving, come back to the team, larger team, with progress reports and with any requests that you need help with. There seemed to be an appetite to discuss. We've got open actions on the next few slides, if I can just whip through them. We've got the Johannesburg meeting, and we've got AOB. There seemed to be a big appetite to discuss our outreach. Sorry, Jarko, do you still wish to take the microphone? I see your hand up. Okay. Can we go through the open action items and have people, we don't need to go into the back of beyond on detail, but it would be nice to have an update from people who own those action items and let us know when to expect the actions to be completed. So the first one is those questions that we were asking the SSR technical community, the global stakeholder engagement team last week. Steve and Karen, who would like to go first?
Karen, you can go. That's good.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to point out question number three regarding the L route that Jeff Houston asked. We've done some internal checking to try and answer that question for you. However, it seems that the way the question is phrased, it's out of the mandate for the review team. So we were wondering if maybe you could rephrase the question and re-ask it.
Well, it's a bit difficult because Jeff is on the call. This is getting a bit Kafka here. How about if I ask the bureaucracy to rephrase the question in the way that it would like to answer it and give us an answer that it feels able to answer, and then we can go back to Jeff and ask if he feels satisfied with that. Would that be a way forward?
And you say if that's your preference, then if you give us the license to restate the question, we can proceed in that fashion.
Well, restate the question that you're going to answer, and if the answer is we're not going to answer that question, then say so, and then we can review the answer.
Okay, and you
thank
say
you.
We can do that.
Okay. Steve, did you want to take the mic?
Yeah, thank you. Just wanted to address the other points. I've been in contact with Adiel and Patrick, and they're working on responses to the questions.
I don't have a date yet. I know there's a couple of things going on, including a retreat this week for the Office of the CTO group, which includes Adiel, but not Patrick. So we're working on the pieces of them, and I'm hoping that we can either get you a date of when the questions will be answered by the end of this week, or actually the questions answered by the end of next week. That's what I'm shooting for right now.
Great. So we're looking at the end of next week for answers, and you'll keep us informed if that date slips.
Tentatively, yes, exactly, with the caveat at the end, and with Karen's statement about number three, working on different framing of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think as long as it's clear how you've reframed that question and then you have your answer, then we can then review that. We obviously don't want to be out of scope, but if there was a query about the LRoot operations and hosting, please give us information that you do feel able to answer. So can we note that due date as the end of next week, whatever date that is?
It's just before we hit...
The 23rd. Okay, so if we go for the 23rd on that one. Thank you, Steve and Karen. Okay, so the next one is down to us, which is sharing thoughts and continued discussion regarding presentation of ICANN security and SSR 1 subtopic work plans. How's that going? I may have missed it, but I didn't see any discussion on the list. Has there been any discussion? Okay. Well, can we put a due date of end of next week, the 23rd, for that to be done? And start as soon as possible. We've got sharing thoughts on the list about how to be more open to observer input. There was a good discussion on that, and it seemed to be that we stay as we are. Is that right? James, you were part of that discussion. I think also Don was, but he's not on the call. James?
Thanks, Emily. So, yeah, I don't want to phrase it as, you know, we stay as we are, but I think, you know, setting, to use the phrase, the bright lines on what we can change and what we can't, I think it's important that we do keep a really strong differentiation between observers and members. You know, the bylaws essentially require us to do that. But within that, I'm happy to look at, you know, what can we do to more creatively involve observers in a better way. With regards to speaking rights and posting rights, I feel like we are slightly constrained by, you know, the fact that these specific reviews were constructed in a very specific way with a very, you know, we argued for weeks over the number of members and all these type of things. I think it's important that we keep that differentiation. It was an important point in the construction of these specific review teams.
So I have a question for those on the call. About that, thanks for that background, James, from your experience of being involved in the bylaws drafting, and Yvette has noted that we do have two observers in the observer room, very welcome. Now, how would people feel about giving observers the right to make points, to raise their hands in these calls, and to contribute to the discussions? Or, you know, I don't see that as the same thing as being involved in making decisions, or even if we ever voted on voting, but in being part of the discussions and contributing, Does anybody object to that? Kaveh, please go ahead.
Yes, it's my personal opinion. I think it's a bad form because in case it's just a comment, it's fine, but it might be a question or it might be back and forth, and the person who is not part of the team but was part of a discussion might end up being disappointed and so it might be just bad PR for us at the end. Our input channels are always open so they can listen in. We have open email addresses and all of that, so they can always send us comments, requests, or things like that, but I think it's better to keep the interaction on that level instead of adding additional voices to the meetings, especially because it's also time constraint in some cases.
Mm. Thank you for that. Does anybody have a different point of view? Karen, my apologies. You have your hand raised. Are you asking for the mic? Okay. So I'm hearing quite a clear point of view from James and from Kaveh that, you know, while we welcome observers, you know, if you like, at one remove on the call, and I think that Kaveh also made a very valuable point about the time constraints of these meetings. We're 42 minutes past the hour. That's one issue. Do we feel like we are being open enough to third-party input from our observers? Are we making it easy enough for people to make contributions? Anybody? Okay.
Sorry, I didn't hear the last part, Emily. What?
Oh, sorry. I'm getting a clear perspective from yourself and James of sort of like, you know, to be welcoming to observers, to continue to use the channels that we have, but a discomfort with a sort of bringing observers further into the group, which I completely respect. I was asking one whether there were different points of view that we should surface now, and I don't hear any. But also, my question to the group is, you know, are we making it easy enough for observers to join, and are we comfortable with where we are at the moment? James?
Sorry, that was on mute. I'm just going to paste something into the chat. So everybody should be looking at this mailing list as well. So that is the conduit, I suppose, for observers to input more detailed and, you know, maybe extends into our work. You know, there is a mailing list there that we should all either be checking or be subscribed to, or whichever way people want to do that. But, like, there is a conduit there that we should be keeping our eyes on. And I'm sure staff are as well, but, you know, we as members should be as well.
Thanks for that. Okay. Okay, I'm going to... I'm going to mark this as complete because we had the discussion and we've had the thoughts, and we're not really, we're not going to make any changes at this time. The next one is consolidate duplicate items, create subheadings for group topics within volunteer groups. And that's to be done by the 30th of May, which is now in the past. We actually made some pretty good progress on that. I would say that's still in progress. Does anybody have an updated due date for that we should put in? Okay, hearing nothing, I'm going to again put next Friday, the 23rd of June, on that. We've got drafting work plan with key dates and circulate to review team for input. That's down to the co-chairs, James and Boban. I've seen a work plan from Jarko relating to one of the subtopics, but otherwise we're not ready to go on that. James? Any due date to...
I have one ready for IANA. Yeah, I have one ready for the IANA stuff that I'll be sending out by Friday. I just want to circulate to the IANA sub-team members first. And so maybe put Johannesburg for these. I think we should have all of our work plans finalized by Johannesburg. That needs to be a drop-dead date.
Okay, so that's the 23rd. If we get it done by the 23rd, we're good, aren't we? We've set ourselves up then for the Johannesburg meeting. That would be good. Okay, outreach and engagement. We had a good discussion, which I foreclosed, on outreach and engagement. And I think that there are many ideas and people wanting to contribute those. Let's, again, please surface those ideas. Could I ask somebody from staff to start a thread on that and capture from the chat the discussions around outreach and also from the discussions that we've had today? And get that going, because that's a very important aspect of our work. We must be open and engaged with the community that we're serving on this topic. I'm hearing an awful lot of worries that are quite right about, well, you know, to do outreach, we need to have something to outreach with. We need to have decisions that we've made. Well, we have decided on our scope of work. We have made progress in forming those subgroups and identifying tasks. We have actually got quite a lot to communicate. And I guess, so I would encourage everybody to continue these discussions, because we're short of time, but perhaps, again, let's put the 23rd of June on that as something that we'd like to surface the ideas on the list for. And please, we could take a few minutes now if anybody wanted to add anything on outreach. Okay, I'm not seeing any hands on that. So can we put in the date of the 23rd of June and get cracking? Alan, sorry, please go ahead.
Yes, okay, yeah. I have a question or comment about what we're talking about outreach. I think we also need to define or separate what, for example, engaging XR, for me, I don't see it as outreach per se, seem to be part of normal relationship, like the same like we did with the staff. So I think we also need to define what we call outreach, to not confuse the general outreach, okay, with people we have to interact with to get the work done or to move on. So we may need some definition or clarification of what, because for me, talking to XR for me is not a normal outreach, for example.
Okay, thanks for that. I think that it is important to all agree what we mean by outreach. From my personal perspective, talking to others, even if it's informally or a necessary part of our work, I would view as part of outreach and engagement. But I don't know, does anybody else have any input on that? Well, you know, I think your comment, Anna, highlights that part of that discussion on the list, and I'd also like to say thank you to you personally, Alan, for your contributions on the list and your efforts to get discussions going in the last week or two, which is much appreciated. I think that, you know, these are all aspects that we should be surfacing, particularly our assumptions about, you know, Alan, you're saying, I don't regard that as outreach, but I do regard it as something that we should be doing, i.e. talking to ESSAC, talking to perhaps other groups within the ICANN community and beyond. So let's go. We did have a discussion on that, so perhaps we can revisit that and get that going again. And Karen, this is probably a good moment to say that Karen has just a few moments ago informed me that actually the Johannesburg meeting itself is a very constrained one. It's a short one, and the leadership of the various supporting organisations and advisory committees have already turned down other requests for meetings from other groups. It's not that kind of meeting. So when we're thinking about actual meetings face-to-face, then we should be thinking about the meeting in October. But that doesn't mean we have to wait until then to start the outreach. And perhaps this is a topic that we can revisit when we're face-to-face or try to conclude on when we're face-to-face in Johannesburg. Which brings me on to the next thing, sharing topics, thoughts on the list regarding Johannesburg and agenda items. I didn't really see very much on that, and so I spoke with Denise yesterday, who's not on the call, but she has offered to pop out a straw man onto the list agenda that we can then interact with. And that takes up the next action item, draft note and summary of SSR 1 implementation for ICANN to send to SSR 1 team members and invite them to share their assessment with the SSR 2 team, that's us. I don't have Denise on the call, I haven't seen that, so we can park that for now. Schedule remainder of briefings relating to SSR 1. This is something that we've been talking as the co-chairs with staff about in terms of the Johannesburg meeting, and could I just ask whether there is any objection to trying to get some of those briefings onto the agenda in Johannesburg? Okay, I don't see any objection to that. Karen, thank you. Please go ahead.
Oh, yes, I just wanted to provide an update for the review team that we have been working to arrange the remaining SSR 1 briefings. We have created a Google Doc for you to that outlines the remainder of the briefings that have been asked for. And as you will note, when you look at the document, you'll see there is a blank where a schedule will be put in place. We're working with people right now to line up the experts who can come and participate in your meetings. We have to line up their schedules. And a lot of them, if not all of them, are focused on Johannesburg at the moment. So it's been a little challenging to try and make sure that we get all these things lined up. But I just wanted to let you know that we are working. And if it's all at all possible, we will see what additional updates we can provide for the review team on SSR 1 implementation in Johannesburg. Our fingers crossed.
That would be great. Yeah, let's just try to get people in the room in Johannesburg who can speak to those items. Thank you for the update, Karen, so we'll just keep going with that. And perhaps we could pop the due date as, you know, prior to Johannesburg, this 23rd of June, that we're now putting everywhere. And also, do you have an update while you're on the mic on how we're doing with relevant articles? That's still in the future on threat mitigation and classification of threats. Steve.
Thank you. Yeah, that one's my team's, Office of the CTO teams, and I think the person that was asked too is Dave Piscatello. He's been traveling and doing training, so I do have it on my map. I'm tracking that one. To get that back on his radar to release those or to provide some links. And then if it's okay with you, while I'm still on the mic, the ITHI, which will be coming up, I think, on the next page, I'm also tracking that one.
Just click. Okay.
Also tracking that one. I'll also listen Octo and we'll ping Alon again, Alon Duran, not Alon Aina, to see if they have any update on that as well.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Kaveh.
Yes, because we're almost at the end. I just wanted to suggest quickly to add an action item. Because we are preparing a reply to the term of preference, just for your information, and we will send it to you probably next week, but definitely before Joburg face. So you will receive that, and I think it's good to track it here just for the sake of completeness.
That's thank you very much for that, Kaveh. Please could staff add that as an action item. I'm going to Steve's given us an update on those ICANN.org action items on this list. I think, James, you were going to produce something on the non-disclosure form, and we've got a draft statement of work for specialist technical writer. I spoke with Denise yesterday and with staff, and we are moving forward with that, so we're trying to get that done as quickly as possible. Okay, so this is where we are for Johannesburg. Please note that the meetings will be held on 2 days in 2 separate rooms. Kaveh, were you asking for the mic again? No. Okay, got it. Just trying to whip through and get to AOB with 2 minutes because James wanted to raise an AOB. Did you as well, Kaveh? Okay, James, go ahead with your any other business.
Thanks. So I'm going to be slightly provocative here.
Mm-hmm.
So please forgive me. I understand it's early for everybody and late for some others. We started at 7 a.m. this morning. However, I think it's extremely disappointing that we only have 6 members on this call. And I think it's something that we need to have a discussion about, and I think it's something that I would like us to put on the agenda for Johannesburg, because we have had, 2 months now of the team being formed. We have very little discussion on the list. We have, as evidenced by today's call, some quite poor attendance figures. And I'm really starting to get concerned about our ability to deliver on the timeline that we have promised now to the board if we continue to have a level of engagement from the team at this level. There's always bad times for everybody. There's always 1 or 2 meetings we'll miss here and there, but to be honest, 6 people on a 15-person team showing up to a call is, I have to say, very, very poor, and it's very disappointing. I think it's something that we need to have a very serious discussion about.
Thank you, James. I've got 2 other people in 1 minute, but a very quick one. It might also be the scheduling, because we've got nobody from North America on the call, and we have 4 members of the team from, at least 4 members of the team from North America, all based there. So perhaps that's something that we can also address with scheduling. Kaveh and then Anna, very, very quickly, because we are absolutely out of time.
So first of all, we have observers from North America online now. But yes, I fully echo what James said. And just for your information, this also was brought up in the discussions with the board. So board is also unhappy, although not this call, but in general, because we know the presence is not. So if you have observed on chat, I've asked staff to please compile a detailed list of attendance per attendee. So we have it public, like many other groups who do that. Which shows from the very beginning who attended which meetings, who sent apologies, and all of this. We have many similar examples.
Thank you. Alan? Alan, you're on mute. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. I plus one for Kaveh and James. especially that we didn't get apologies for some of the from some of the team members. I don't think this is good. But I also want to put on the table that at some point we need to start now moving from information, collecting information, to going to collecting the data we need for web. So, for example, as we are talking about this health indicator. The health indicator, for example, is a project. Okay, and we have heard about it. There is nothing there going on. It's still a project. So we need to prioritize. So I think, let me put it that way. We need to prioritize what is going on. We have heard about a project, so I don't think we should spend more time on project, on this thing. So,
okay, thank you. Thank you for that, Alain. I'm going to draw this meeting to a close, but just to summarize those very strong AOB comments, thank you for raising those. It's difficult to raise controversial issues, but I thank you for it. Perhaps, Alain, we can move from talking about information gathering to information gathering to information analysis to writing up. We are still at the stage where we are talking about how we are arranging our work. I think a lot of the this, just for clarity, this time slot, which is 6 a.m. UTC, was actually put in place for our participants from Australia. So it may be that when we review the attendance, we also go look at the attendance on each of the call slots that we have and maybe consolidate some of those. But thank you all for your input. Sorry for going over the time. Look forward to discussions on the list.